Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as well, I am just so excited to be joining each and every one of you all collectively to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done for us. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us and what you are doing for us in our future. Thank you, Lord. And so I don't know where you're at. You could be driving. You could just be stationary. You could be getting ready for work this morning. But the reason why you're up here is to obviously to give God a hand clap of praise. Give God your best. Give God your praise this morning. And just say, God, I thank you despite what is going on around me. God, I thank you. Despite the chaos in the world, God, I thank you. And God, I welcome in peace. God, I welcome in joy. God, I welcome in your love to dwell in my holy temple, to dwell in my household. Because for me and what the word say? For me and my house. Look. As for me and my house, we're going to praise the Lord. And so as for us in the U Brand Academy camp, on this Career Prosperity Prayer Call this morning, guess what? We are going to give God our best. We are going to give him all the praise, all the honor, because he is worthy. And so for that, we just thank you, Lord, for everything, 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 everything. So y'all, we have been on a roll these past few weeks. And yes, again, we still in the I Won't Keep Quiet series. We are still here. Again, I told y'all, if the Lord released me from this series, then we're going to just go away from the series. But the Lord kept me in it, and I'm going to tell you why and how we're still here. But before we do that, I do want to say again, happy National Career Development Month. This is the month where I definitely pour into God's people and show them how to strategically elevate in their career journey, not just elevate any old way, but literally invite God to be by their side and say, hey, God, I need you. I can't do this in my own strength. I can't elevate in my own strength in my career. I can't get promoted, even though we may feel like we the only ones working to get this promotion in our career journey. But it's really God, because God is that's where true promotion comes from, my friends. That's where true promotion comes from. And so I'm excited to get more into our theme this week, week two. We are officially in week two of National Career Development Month. And our theme, my friends, is future-proof your career, accelerate. Accelerate through uncertainty. I don't know about y'all, but we are definitely living in uncertain times. But what's certain for sure is when we stand on God's promises, right? That is certain. The world may disappoint us. The world may tell us we're less than. But who tells us that we are more than conquerors? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, period. So that is a promise, y'all. That is a promise. And I don't know if y'all see this, but this is my Bible. So yeah, this is a promise that we can definitely stand on. It's a tried and true promise. Let me tell you something. This may be a secret to some, but known to some. What's really true is that man can break promises all day long, as you see in the world today. But God never breaks a promise, right? He never breaks a promise. Therefore, his word is certain. His word is certain. And so that is what we can stand on in every phase of our career journey, in every phase of our business journey, and in every phase just in life in general. We can stand on God's promises. This morning. All right, y'all. All right. I know I just said a lot, but that was the Holy Spirit led. So I just thank you, Lord, for having your way in this moment right now. Having your way in this moment right now. So God, we thank you. All right, you all. Like I said, we are still in the I Won't Keep Quiet series. Again, we are still in the I Won't Keep Quiet series. And I know you're like, what, Crystal, what does that mean again? Let me remind you of what I Won't Keep Quiet means. It means what it means. I won't keep quiet. But in this specific context, we are talking about how we will not keep quiet of the goodness of God, how we will not keep quiet of all the things that God has done for us in our life. We will not keep quiet and hold our testimonies like, this is mine and I, no. Your testimony is your testimony, true. But the reason why you got the testimony is because you went through a test and you came out on the other side by the grace of God. And God didn't give you that testimony just to keep it all to yourself. God didn't bless you that good just to keep it all to yourself. The word says that we overcome by who? Can somebody just say it with me? We overcome. Like, look, telling our testimony is crucial in this time. Why? Because it helps other people see that there is hope. It helps other people realize that God is truly real in any and every season. God is truly a healer. God is truly Jehovah Jireh. God is truly the supplier of all our needs. God will truly never leave us nor forsake us. And so that is the reason, my friends, or part of the reason why we share our testimonies. We share our testimonies not to brag on ourselves or whatever, but we really share our testimonies to brag on our God. Come on now, to brag on our God. Like the song said, that's God. He is undefeated, never losing a fight. Hello? God is undefeated, never losing a fight. And so for that, we just thank God for giving us the victory. We just thank God, right? So let me give y'all some historical context on how we are still even in the I Won't Keep Quiet series. So a good friend, a good sister of mine called me this weekend. She may be up here listening now. So hey, girl, hey. She called and said she's at this Christian conference and said she don't even know how she got there. And I was just like, yes. Oh, before, let me put a pin in that. Yes, Tawanda, thank you so much for bringing up the actual verse. We overcome by our testimonies. Revelation 12:11. So thank you so much. Thanks. So look, know the word, all the things, but I'm like, where exactly do it say in the Bible? Yes, Revelation 12:11. But okay, back to the story. So she called me and she was just like, y'all, I don't even know how I got here, but the Lord saw fit to have me in the room. How many of y'all have that testimony? You're like, I don't even know how I got here in this situation, but the Lord has me here for a reason. The Lord wants to speak life to me in this very moment, in this very season. And so for that, we just say thank you. So she received the word and she calls me. She was like, where are you? You definitely need to be here in this moment. And I was like, okay, well, share with me what's going on. Like, what is the word that is being shared in this moment? And so she told me that the minister was coming from the book of Esther, and so specifically Esther chapter 4 verse 14. And y'all, the first line instantly took me out. And so let me read it for you all this morning. It says, for if you remain silent, woo, it's that part, y'all. It says, for if you remain silent at this time, liberation and rescue will arise from the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish, since you did not help when you had the chance. And who knows whether you have attained royalty for such a time as this, and for this very purpose. Now, the first part of this verse took me out because it aligns so clearly with what we are discussing in the I Won't Keep Quiet series. But the line that is very familiar with most Christians is, for such a time as this, right? And yes, for such a time as this, don't keep quiet. For such a time as this. And so, my friends, this definitely led me to write some more in the I Won't Keep Quiet series. So let me just share with you what the Lord gave me. So here we go. I won't keep quiet. The enemy tried to get the best of me, but I refuse to let him get the victory. Wait a minute. Let me put a pin in it and remember what the word says. I got authority over the enemy. I am a conqueror. Yeah, I got the victory. Steadily surrendering my will for his will. It's a no-brainer. Never saying, let's make a deal. There's no negotiation, maybe procrastination, to walk in his will fully. There's a hesitation, but wait a minute. Let me put a pin in it. Wide awake, aha, just had a realization that isolation truly has an expiration. God, I agree, and now I see you like you see me. Evidence of God's residue all over me. So let me pop out. I'm evidence of true transformation. Listen, if you are evidence of true transformation, let me see you go off in the chat. If you are evidence of true transformation, let me see you give God a hand clap of praise and say, thank you, God, for the transformation that you have done within me. Yes, I may have been hesitant to walk in all that you have called me to do. Yeah, there may have been some procrastination associated with it and what you have called me to do. But let me be clear that the good news is that isolation truly has an expiration. And when I say isolation from this standpoint, my friend, isolation in this context means a period for spiritual preparation and renewal. But I'm gonna say that again. In this context, when I say, because I need this to be so clear, that isolation truly has an expiration. Isolation in this context means a period of spiritual preparation and renewal. Meaning, yes, you may retreat from family. Yes, you may retreat from friends or be in the background for a little bit and for friends and just be like, God, I need to sit with you. I need to sit with y'all. I don't need to sit with them right now in this season. I don't need to sit or be in the know of everything right now in this season. I need to be in isolation. I need to go in my corner and be with you and share and let me hear specifically from you and what you have for me to do in this season. So my friends, when I say that isolation has an expiration, that means just because, you know, you're in that corner and God says, I need you to sit here with me for a period of time. Keyword period, meaning not forever. Keyword period, meaning you got to go sometime in the future from this place of isolation. So when I say there's an isolation truly has an expiration, that means it's time for some of y'all to go. It's time for some of y'all to come out from the background. It's time for some of y'all to come out of hiding this season. It's time for y'all to speak up and to say, God, I'm here. I'm your kingdom representative. God, I'm here. I accept the call. God, I'm here. Come on, me. I could be your number one witness because I'm going to tell it all. I'm going to give my testimony about my career journey. I'm going to give my testimony about my business journey. I'm going to give my testimony about life in general. I'm going to give my testimony because the isolation period for me to retreat and to share and for you to share with me what you have for me to do in this season or how you have for me to use and to share my testimony, it is an expiration date on it. And the time is now. And the time is now. And so when I say, God, I agree, and now I see you like you see me, I'm going to say that again. God, I agree, and now I see you like you see me. Whew, let's just breathe on that, right? Because in our life, when we are in those isolation season, yes, God is preparing us. Yes, God is truly renewing our spirits in that season. It takes a true transformation. It takes a true transformation for us to begin to see ourselves like God sees us. I'm going to say that again because I need y'all to get this. It takes true transformation for us to really see ourselves like God sees us. God sees us as the more than the conqueror. He sees us there. He sees us in that light. But it takes us time. It takes some processing. It takes that test to come in our lives to truly see that, God, I am more than a conqueror. Thank you. Thank you for showing me that. Thank you for allowing me to go through those things and allowing me to sit quiet with you so you can reveal some things to me that I never thought that I could see, be, or overcome, right? And so we thank God for that. And so it takes a level of spiritual maturity to say, thank you, God, for taking me through all that turmoil, through all of those things that we just like, it didn't have to be like this. Yes, it had to be like that because God is wanting to push it out of you. He's trying to push purpose, to push you into your calling, okay? Strategically, yes, but he is trying to push you there, okay? And so when I say evidence of God's residue all over you, it's because when you get out, when you get out of that isolation period, my friends, they're going to see the residue of God all over you. I know last week we talked about the God glow. The God glow is the residue of God all over you. Because when you walk in the room, they're going to be like, oh, it's something special about this person. I can't put my finger on it, but it's something about you and about what you're saying, how you're saying, what you're speaking, how you're thinking, how you're moving, how you're walking. It is something special about you in that moment. In that season of your life, there's a God glow, or in other words, there's evidence of God's residue all over you, right? There's evidence of God's residue all over you. And I don't know about y'all, but I want the evidence of God's residue all over me. I want to look like, speak like, talk like my Heavenly Father. I want to truly walk in His walk like my God, like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I truly want to do that. And I know because you're here this morning that you want to do that too. And so I just declare and decree that God's residue be all over you in this season of your life. Whether you are unemployed, underemployed, whether you're sitting on the sidelines because of the government shutdown, come on now, whether you are facing eviction, whether you are facing turmoil in your life, whether you are facing certain things, you're like, God, you got get me out of this today. And I just trust and believe that he will. But I just thank God for the residue that's going to be all over you. When you step out, or in other words, when I say when you pop out, it's going to be true evidence. It's going to be evidence of true transformation. You're not there in isolation, my friends, for no reason. You're not there in that situation for no reason. You're not there. You're not there just because. You're there for a specific reason. And I just trust and believe that God, when God brings you out, or as God is bringing you out and laying the stones or laying your stepping stones right in front of you, he is showing you picture by picture. He is showing you vision by vision that God, I got you. I got your back. I got your back. And within me, meaning within the Lord, there is no lack. There is no lack. God has got your back. And within God, there is no lack, my friends. And that is such good news. That is such good news. Psalms 23, verse 1 specifically says, the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd, and we lack what? We lack nothing, period. So we know that God is our shepherd. If we know that God is doing the most for us, if we know that God is in the background, it is He that has the final say. It is He that is running the show, point blank, period. And so let me always, as I do, give you some scripture surrounding what we just talked about, how, yes, we are more than conquerors, right, through Jesus Christ. It specifically says in Romans 8, chapter verses 37, Romans chapter 8, verse 37, know in all things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us, and through Him is Jesus Christ, okay? All right, and so also, it talks about in 1 John 4:4, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. And I know I've shared that time and time before, but I need to remind you that greater is He that is in me than he that is within the world. And we always got to constantly declare and decree that, right? Also, where I talk about, let's make a deal, there's no negotiation. Let me tell you something. As believers, or we sometimes think that we can compromise with God. How many of y'all have been there thinking y'all could compromise with what God has called you to do, or thinking you can compromise on the things that the Lord instructed you to do? I don't know. I can't be the only one, right? And so when God gave me that stanza, never saying, let's make a deal, there's no negotiation, because clearly there is no negotiating with God. Either you're going to do it or you're not. There's no gray area. Either you're going to do it or you're not. Like, what? Make the decision. The choice is yours. The choice is mine, my friends. What are you going to do? And I'm going to let that sit with you this morning, okay? And so it says in Romans 12:2, specifically, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Whew. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Whew. Let me tell you, it takes a lot to truly surrender to God, to truly surrender your will for His will. It takes a lot. And sometimes we feel as though we can't even do it. We can't even do it. But let me tell you, there is victory on the other side of surrender. You may feel like you're not having no victory right now in the moments of surrender. But when you do surrender, God is going to carry you through. That's what we trust, by faith, of course. And again, by faith, there is victory on the other side of the surrender, because His will is always going to outweigh our will. Meaning, this is our will down here, but His will so much greater than ours. His will is so weighty. Woo! His will is so weighty that it's going to crush what we even thought we wanted in the first place. My God. And so also, when I talk about overcoming hesitation, procrastination, and isolation, the scripture that I want to really highlight here is the Lord God said, and this is Genesis 2:18, the Lord God said, it's not good for man to be alone. And I want to highlight Psalms 139:23-24 here. Search me, God. And know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is an offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Woo. This verse alone takes me out, because it addresses internal hesitation and hidden obstacles that we face in our lives on a regular basis. We face obstacles. That's true. We face those hidden things or that we don't even want to talk about with nobody. But listen, one person we know we can talk about it with is our God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right? And so last but not least, the verse that I want to highlight is, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. The old is gone and the new is here, which is such good news. And that is true evidence of true transformation, my friends. True transformation. Yes, true transformation. So we thank God for renewing our spirits. We thank God for preparing us for what he has in store for us in this season. And for that, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, you all, let's go into this good word of prayer this morning. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice this morning. God, we lift your name on high and we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, because you are forever worthy. God, we thank you for ordering our steps. We thank you for orchestrating this day and this work week that we are going to experience. Only you know what we're going to face, God. So God, remind us that we aren't facing anything alone, but with you, we are facing it with you by our side, God. We are facing it with you and trusting that you have gone before us to set the atmosphere in our workplaces, to set the atmosphere on these phone calls that we're going to be on, these virtual meetings. You are setting the atmosphere in these interview rooms. You are setting the atmosphere as we negotiate our salaries. You are giving us favor, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us destiny helpers along the way, as you are calling us to do what you have called us to do and what you have instructed us to do in this season, God. God, we thank you for allowing us to experience the victory through you, to experience victory through you. God, we thank you for allowing us to have a mindset that there is no compromising with you in whatever you have called us to do. There is no compromise. So let us be reminded of that. Either we're going to do it or we're not going to do it. Either we're going to accept the call or not accept the call. So God, we thank you for a boldness and a holy encouragement from you, God, to truly push us into what season that you want us to be in for such a time as this. For such a time as this. And so, God, we thank you for having a spiritual awakening and a realization that there is truly an expiration on the isolation periods that we may be in this season. So, God, we thank you for when you push us out of isolation, that there will be true residue, the true residue that we have been with you the whole entire time, so that when we come out, there is going to be true evidence of transformation. God, let the transformation be so good. Let it be so real. Let it be so real to the people that you want to draw towards you, and let them see you within us, God. Within us, God, because for you can get the glory. You will get the glory out of our story. And we just declare and decree that right now. So God, we thank you for your divine protection. We thank you for a hedge of protection around our holy temples, around our children, around the schools that they go to on a regular basis. God, we just thank you for protecting this nation, protecting this world, God. God, we just thank you for being with us in the midst of the chaos that's going on right now, God, but have us to stay focused on you. Have us to stay focused on what is true, my God. Have us to stay focused on what is true, and instead of dwelling on all the facts that are thrown in our face. But when the facts are thrown in our face, let us continuously throw our faith that way. So in Jesus' precious name, we thank you for your divine favor. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your glory. And in Jesus' precious name, I pray, amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful and blessed work week. Blessed and productive work week, okay? And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.